my buddies are working hard to see who can build the largest wrecking yard on the South End. Ever since Tyee's store sold back in the 80s and the new owners hauled off the acre of cars, trucks, chassis, and bus parts, the neighborhood had to drive clear to Mount Vernon or Marysville for cannibalized auto parts to repair our beaters. Last trip I made to the Kilcetta swamps to pull an automatic tranny in the mud hole where a 62 Bel Air had bellied down before submerging completely into the tar pits. Well, that transmission lasted less than 100 miles before it bit the dust, or mud, or whatever. Maybe that's why we keep our dead rigs. Never know when a part off the old vehicle might save us the dreaded trip to distant off-island wrecking yards. So we make our less than manicured acreage our own personal salvage yards. Sure, the Mrs. cries, sure, she sobs, but hellfire, she sure isn't going to be the one who crawls on her belly to dismount some rusted differential in the mud and the rain miles from home. Now, you know, and I do too, chances are slim to none that we'll ever need anything off those blackberry-strangled rigs up on blocks or down on deteriorated radials back by the woods. But it's a kind of backwash insurance policy, see. If you got it, the gods of fate will pass you by. If you don't, you might as well stick a black flag on the roof and say, come and get me. It's a law of the universe, actually. And it's certainly the law on the South End, inviolable and terrible and probably swift. Tempt the gods at your own peril, amigo. We've learned the hard way. So, if you see an old 65 Mustang peeking out of the nettle forest down some dead-end road up a dark ravine, don't bother knocking on that shack door to inquire how much the owner might want for that vintage car you want to restore. He needs it, my friend. He needs it for parts. He needs it for peace of mind. He needs it to barricade the door from the gods of fate.